The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Basketball is battling their way through the ACC, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Damon Stoudemire Show.
Gets a clear out. He swings back and jams it down. Down the right side of the lane. Rising to the rafters at McCamish.
We'll hear from Georgia Tech basketball head coach Damon Stoudemire as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech hoops on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
And welcome in. Happy Monday to you. It's another edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Georgia Tech back at McCamish Pavilion tomorrow night as ACC play continues with a matchup against a team that dealt them that season-ending loss last March in the ACC tournament, the Pittsburgh Panthers. Chance for Georgia Tech to redeem itself, not only for that game, but for Saturday's game versus the Virginia Cavaliers. Tip time at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air visiting with you starting at 6:30. But before that, as you know, now less than 24 hours until that ball's in the air, and we've got a lot to discuss with the head coach of your Yellow Jackets, Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. Great to have you with us once again, and great to have this man with us as well to talk Georgia Tech basketball, head coach of your Yellow Jackets, Damon Stoudemire. Damon, thanks again for stopping by. How are you?
Doing good, Eddie. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about that game versus Virginia. Tall task, perennially Virginia, one of the toughest, stingiest defenses, not just in the ACC, but in the country. You had that 24-13 lead on them early, and as you said afterwards, you felt like your guys thought the game was over at that point. Aside from that, what else do you hope your guys learn from that Virginia game that they can carry forward with them into the next week of ACC play?
I always like to say that each game is different. And they got to listen to what I'm saying when I say that. You know, the league is, you know, I haven't been and played every team, but each team that we've played so far, because we haven't played the same type of team, has been different. You know, Florida State, more up-tempo, you know, pressing, you know, switching a lot of defense. Then you play against Notre Dame, you know, I would say BC, I would say Virginia. All those teams are kind of like the methodical. They make you have to think a little bit. And we got to get better in that aspect. Duke, you know, in the way they play different. But, you know, getting back to Virginia, you get a lead on them, and, you know, they have a veteran crew, so you can't take the game for granted. And I just thought, you know, they do what they do, Virginia, that is, and, I they stay the course. You know, Tony's teams don't really change a whole lot. And then we stop passing the ball to each other. And then when you don't score the ball, it bleeds into your defense. And then you tend to be like, well, we're not playing defense. Well, no, we're a team right now, which is typical of a lot of teams. You know, when you're scoring, you do a little more on the defensive end. But when you're not scoring, you got to learn how to dig a little deeper on the defensive end, because at the end of the day, regardless, I've said this a lot, regardless of what our guys think, when we play defense and we get stops and we run, we're a better team. When you have to play out of sets the whole game, you know, we're not that kind of team right now. So when we're doing that, it's going to be a disadvantage for us. And that's what we did, you know, once the game settled in. And Virginia just, you know, they methodically picked us apart, I thought.
You know, the team had such a resilient game in double overtime last Tuesday versus Clemson. Is that part of the frustration for guys? They look back at that game, and it earns them a lot of confidence for the next time they take the floor. But what they did, how they played in that last game, may not be how they need to play in the next game in order to have that same success. So there's not a whole lot of carryover necessarily or overlap in what they had to accomplish on the scouting report versus Clemson that they then had to turn around and accomplish versus Virginia.
I agree. And that's kind of what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different game. You can't just think, you know, because you had a good game, you know, against Clemson, you automatically gonna come back and have the same type of game. There's a different type of resistance because there's a different structure to how they play. There's a difference in Clemson were more interior heavy. You know, Virginia's more guard heavy. And the thing that we got to do, because the things that we just did it against Girard at Clemson, you know, we lost McNeely. You know, McNeely had 6 3-pointers, and 3 of them were uncontested, and 1 was a late shot. You know, late shot, late made shot. And so you can't allow a guy like that to get going, and that's on us. And, you know, that's what I mean. We got to do a better job and have a better awareness on the things that we need to take away to help us win those games like that.
Well, again, 24-13 was the score with about 8 minutes left in the first half, and then Virginia went on that run, 23-3, spanning the end of the first half, beginning of the second half. You break down that film with you and your staff. What could the team have done better during that span to weather that run, minimize it or mitigate it so that, you know, once you guys did refine your offense down the stretch of the second half, it could have been a closer game?
Well, I think we got to understand who we are. You know, when we passing and we're moving the ball, we're a better team, you know, and I think we only had 12 assists on Saturday, but I think 7 of them probably came in the first 10 minutes. We were passing the ball. You can make a highlight tape of our offense, you know, those first 10, 11 minutes. But then after that, we were holding the ball too long. We got back to not trusting, not throwing pocket passes, not taking the things that were there against a stingy defense, and you can't do that. Like, I can tell you how the game is going to be played. They're going to trap the ball screen. They're going to high tag, heavy tag. You know, you got to beware. You need guy open. You need a guy to make himself available in the slot. You got the roll guy, you know, rolling down the middle, and you got to skip pass if possible. You got the guy coming out about the corner. You could hit him. You can hit the post. Like, you know, we talked about it, and we just didn't execute it. But, you know, it's a part of it. With all that being said, I feel like we're getting better. We just got to learn how to close, but it's a process. Again, I always say this is not easy to win, and it's not easy to win when guys not used to winning. You know, you're just not going to do that overnight. It just don't happen that way. We'll keep plugging away, and I think the big thing is, as I've been saying it from day one, whether we're playing Georgia Southern or whether we're playing Duke, the margin of error right now just isn't that big, and we got to understand that collectively, not just one or two people, but collectively as a group.
Nathan George by Dongo led the way 15 points apiece. Nathan added nine assists. By was 6 of 7 from the floor, 5 rebounds as well. So your top two scorers against that barbed wire Virginia defense are both freshmen. What were your thoughts on Nathan and By's day versus Virginia and how they handled themselves in the half court?
I thought they played well. I think that, you know, Nate played well. I thought that, you know, it was not in this game particularly, but I think, like, you know, I felt like he had hit a little wall, you know, where he got a little fatigue, but you can tell he got a little more pop to him right now.
He's making some shots off the bounce that are not easy, but it's sort of a testament to his confidence that he's willing to jump up and, you know, with very little airspace, raise up in that mid-range and make some of those shots like he did on Saturday.
Yeah, no, he's done a great job. And I said that he was going to make shots. I wasn't worried about that. He's a good shooter. And, you know, his best basketball is to come. I think he's just going to get better each and every practice and every game. And I think that, you know, he has to understand that guys are trying to fight him. They're keeping a body on him on the glass. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about him is, you know, we got to get him some help down there on the glass, too. You know what I mean? It's like he's down there and, we need other guys to come with them. We're not rebounding collectively. And I think a lot has to do with keeping a body on him. And so we need other guys down there to help him so he can be more effective. But, you know, I mean, I do think he still played decent, but he has to do a better job. He has to do a better job of paying attention to details. I'm on him all the time about that. He got to box out. He never boxes out, never checks out. Like, you got to hold him accountable too. the crazy thing about it is it's flipped. I think our, you know, our freshmen have, you know, exceeded expectation already, but you can't give them a way out neither. That doesn't mean that they can't be held accountable the same way. They got to be better.
Yep, upside, a lot of growth though still ahead for guys like Nathan and By. Once again, Georgia Tech back in action tomorrow night versus Pitt, 7 p.m. the tip time. We're just getting started. Another Monday night of the Damon Sotomayor Coaches Show will continue after this right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, SCANA Energy's part of the action as a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join SCANA and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with SCANA today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Hey folks, it's K-Mac here, and now that the calendar has flipped to 2024, it's time to drive into the future with style and confidence. At Beaver Toyota, they're kicking off the new year with incredible deals and a lineup that's sure to make you say, wow. Whether it's the efficiency of a hybrid, spaciousness of an SUV, or the sleek performance of a sedan, my buddies at Beaver Toyota have you covered. Their showroom is bursting with options to match your every need and desire. Believe me when I tell you, there's something for everyone at Beaver Toyota. At Beaver Toyota, Upcoming is more than just a dealership. From supporting local charities to sponsoring community events, they're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in making a difference. Now, if you can't get to the showroom, check out Beaver Direct, which allows you the flexibility to shop for a vehicle online, hop on a live chat with a specialist, and even deliver right to your home or office. Find the next vehicle of your dreams today by checking out BeaverToyotaCumming.com. Beaver Toyota continues to wow the McAlpins, and I promise they'll do the same for you and your family, too.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. This is the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andrew Demetra. Welcome back to Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legends Sports. Two-game home ACC swing for your Yellow Jackets following up the performance versus Virginia on Saturday. Pitt Panthers roll into town tomorrow night, 7 p.m. I did not expect you, by the way, on the ACC coaches teleconference today to drop a Canadian Football League reference there. That is a sign that somebody spent some time in his career in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. making a reference to a Rouge, I believe, the one-pointer in the CFL. Where'd that come about?
Yeah, you know, I can't remember the question, but yes, I did. I alluded to the CFL with our wins. I'm like, you don't get a half a win, you don't get a point, and you know, just like CFL for whatever reason, man, they used to get points for that stuff, and I was like, man, I don't understand these rules. They don't get points where I'm from.
You were a Toronto Argonauts fan, it sounds like.
I was.
Really?
Oh yeah, I got a chance to see Well, most wouldn't know. So I was up there when they had Flutie.
That's right, yeah.
They had Flutie and Rocket. See, people forgot about that. Yeah, Rocket Ishmael. So I was in Toronto at a great time. And then I was also there when Roger Clemens won Cy Young. So that was the year Roger was like 24-4, 24-5 when he won Cy Young.
Six was pretty star-studded back then.
Yes.
I'm going to throw another name. This might have also overlapped with you. Pinball Clemens, was he also in Toronto?
Oh, yeah, man. Pinball's the man. Pinball's been everything up there. Pinball was there. Pinball was the head coach at one time. He's general manager sometimes. Yeah, Pinball, I used to do a lot of stuff with Pinball. I used to do a lot of stuff with Ty Domi.
Yeah.
Hockey. I used to watch that. Ty Domi made me like hockey because all he did was fight.
Yeah, he was the enforcer.
He fought every game.
do you feel like in basketball you need that guy who's sort of your Ty Domi?
Not somebody
who's going to throw haymakers, but somebody that you know is going to be that physical force for you.
You need a bully. I do believe you need a bully.
Yeah, everybody needs a Pinball Clemens, and everybody needs a Ty Domi. Did you ever think on your radio show we'd be talking about Michael Pinball Clemens of the Toronto Argos? Neither you probably nor our listeners. Let's talk some basketball instead. And I want to go back to a quote that you gave about Kwesi Reeves at one of your press conferences last week, and I thought it was very illuminating. You said of Kwesi, he's a star in his role. And I want you to articulate on that, because that is so instrumental in tapping into the fullest potential of a team, where guys not only understand who they need to be, but they embrace that, and each night they try to give the best version of that role. Is that hard sometimes, to have that conversation with a player about his role? Because, you know, players may take that not necessarily the wrong way, but they could interpret that as, well, you don't believe fully in my skills. You're kind of limiting me in what you want me to do and what I can do on the floor. Is that sometimes hard to get guys to buy into being a star in their role?
Yeah, I think it is. I think Wasey's done a great job. He, after the first couple workouts, you kind of see where you see him with what we're trying to do. And you know, Wasey's a really good. He's a really good corner 3-point shooter. He's learned how to set screens. He's learned how to slip screens. He's in transition. He's really good at above the break threes and below. And he plays D. And so you can move him around. You can move him around a little bit, and his numbers say as much. He's shooting like, 45 from the field. He's shooting about 39, 40 from the three, 80 from the line, and he's just a model of consistency. Is he our best player? Probably not. Is he our most consistent player? And do you rely on him a lot? No question. And I think that he'll only get better now that we have another summer, and we'll have guys coming back, so it'll be a little different. So we'll have a summer with him, and the next step for him is becoming a better ball handler, working on the handle, even more dynamic in transition, and getting a little stronger. I think that body-wise, and game-wise, I shoot for the stars. I just am who I am. But, his the way he evolves, he reminds me of a guy that could be a 3-and-D guy in a Mikal Bridges type of mold. Mikal, he got better every year at Villanova, made shots, great defender, obviously. And, then he went on to the pros and has been really successful there. But I, played against him a lot, especially when I was in Boston, him being, in Brooklyn this past year. So, I think Wasey is a lot along the lines of that, and that's what I seen in him when I came. But it's been really good for us, both on both sides of the ball. And when, to me, last game, I didn't think he played particularly well last game. But, it's hard for me to say that about him, you know, because that doesn't happen too much.
Yeah, Kwesi, 2 of 6 from three versus Virginia, but he's still shooting 50% from three in ACC play. He's made 20 of 40 from beyond the arc against conference competition. How has Tyjon Claude started to find his niche again? Gave you terrific minutes in crunch time versus Clemson. You needed him as that physical counterpoint to Miner against Virginia on Saturday, and Tyjon getting to the free throw line here of late. How has he started to find what his role is now moving forward?
Well, I think the biggest thing is he's not worrying about stuff that don't matter. I think that, you know, he came in and, you know, he did play a big role for us, but I don't think sometimes he knew how he was doing it. You know, how you do it is with effort and energy. You know, he's a bit undersized, you know, own it. You know, it is what it is. You know, I've seen a lot of undersized guys still have success. And, you know, he got to play hard. You got to run the floor. You got to rebound. You got to give us 50-50 plays. You got to give us extra possessions at the bucket. And then you got to make and take the opportunity that you get offensively. You got to guard the post. You got to front the post. You got to do a lot of good things. And I think for me, you know, that's why he's been able to find his niche, and he's going to have to play well, you know, moving forward, because, you know, other than maybe our next game, for the most part, you know, most of the teams that we're playing moving forward, they play with two bigs, so we're going to have to get good play from him moving forward.
Yeah, we'll break down Pitt's personnel later on here on the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. We're seeing a little more of Nathan George, Kyle Sturtevant on the floor together. Besides the benefit of having two ball handlers, what else do you like about that lineup and the ways that it can tap into more efficiency in your offense?
Well, it gives us at time a little more dynamic backcourt. You know, I think that, you know, with Kyle, I think it takes the total thinking out of it, and he can just go play, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's able to get downhill, and I think he's able to play a little freer with Nate on the floor, you know, so, and vice versa. You know, I think Nate finds him. I think they complement each other, so I like the combination. You know, and I'm going to continue to play it. And, you know, it's going to have to pay dividends for us, but I think it's really been good.
Not all coaches like the concept of having two point guards or people who identify as point guards on the floor at the same time. You being a former point guard, does that play into it as well? That, you know, having an extra guy with that vision, with that ability to get into your offense can only bring positive things?
Yeah, I think it's only positive. When I was in college at Arizona, Coach Olsen played two point guards, and man, we both went lottery. It worked really well for us. And so
you and Khalid Reeves, right?
Yeah, yep. So
when you see a K Reeves on your stat sheet, does it take a moment for it to register that it's not Khalid Reeves, it's Kwesi Reeves?
No.
Okay.
It never has, because the other K Reeves averaged 23 a game.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there.
There's a little bit of difference.
And nothing against Kwesi and his 12 contest for the Yellow Jackets, but we'll see what he and the rest of the team can do tomorrow night as they tip off with the Pitt Panthers at 7 o'clock. Time to hit another break. These Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. Ty Domi making a cameo appearance as well on the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. We'll see what the next segment holds on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
Looking for the perfect game day, or really any day food? Ponco Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Ponco's award-winning, healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Ponco's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Ponco also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PoncoChicken.com.
Listen up, Yellow Jackets. Westmar is now leasing for fall 2024. We are excited to announce our partnership with Westmar Lofts. All-inclusive rates and fully furnished apartments located right in the heart of West Midtown. They offer Georgia Tech students a private shuttle service that takes you to campus every day and recently renovated floor plans and amenities. Westmar Lofts offers the lowest rates in the city. Stop by and tour today. Call 404-897-1003 for more information on their current specials for fall 2024.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Whoa, there's two of you now? What are we doing? Are we starting a club?
Finn, I just need to thank you.
For what?
For telling me about the Cliggy's carts.
Yeah, Mike got his and saved $1,000 when he mentioned 680 The Fan.
I love this thing.
They are the coolest golf carts on the road. Looks like you got yours tricked out.
I couldn't resist. I got the 5-inch lift, all-terrain tires, sound system, backup camera.
She sure is pretty.
She is a perfect addition to the Cliggons.
Cliggons?
Yeah, because we all have Cliggy's carts. That's what I'm calling us.
You're going to need to come up with a better name than that.
How about the Cliggs Angels?
Totally ridiculous.
Not if I get us matching leather jackets.
How about you guys get your heads examined?
Save $1,000 when you mention 680 The Fan on your Cliggy's cart. Check them out now at golfcartsga.com. That's golfcartsga.com. And right now, if you mention 680 The Fan, you get 0% financing or $1,000 off. Order today. They'll deliver it for free. Call 877-CLIGGY'S, 877-KLIGGYS. Cliggy's Carts, a Royal EV dealer.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
One regular season meeting between Georgia Tech and Pitt tomorrow night at McCamus Pavilion. It was a terrific crowd, live wire atmosphere. Look forward to duplicating that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Get to McCamus early, cheer on your Yellow Jackets, and if you're making your way to 10th and Fowler, tune into the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Our Ramblin' Wreck tip-off show will begin at 6:30. Let's continue the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. We talked about Bai Dongo, still your leading rebounder, your third leading scorer. I know the turnovers have started to creep in a little more recently for Bai. It's 15 over the last four games. In that pick and roll, there is a lot of passing responsibility with him. Whether they're sending a double team, block extended, or on that short roll. And so, you know, Bai has to make a lot of those reads and pass out of it sometimes. So, 15 turnovers, but yes, he's also trying to pass the ball a lot in your offense. Well, what can Bai, though, do better to cut down on those turnovers?
Just quit rushing. You know, I think, you know, when he's in that pocket and he's catching, he needs to come to 2 feet. And then the other thing is when he's in the post, sometimes you got to quit waiting for people to come and W, man, and you just got to go get a bucket. You know, I think that, you know, he gets a little indecisive, you know, and I think that when there's that indecision for him, then he tends to struggle a bit. And, you know, the thing about it is I always say this is, you know, and it's both him and they're ever evolving. You know, the roles that they play on this team is the roles that they've kind of snatched and took. You know what I mean? So, Bai's really just now getting to the point of trying to even be comfortable being a focal point because he didn't even start on his high school team. So this is for him. He just is a player that's getting better and better. So all this is new. And the one thing about it with him is he asks a lot of questions and he talks about, he processes a lot of things, you know. I mean, he's a sponge when it comes to wanting to get better. So, you know, I always say, you know, if you have somebody that wants to get better and is willing to learn, then, you know, it makes it a lot easier to coach him.
He was 120th nationally, his ranking, last year, but he did not start for Putnam Science?
He didn't start. He transferred about midway through, so he didn't start.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he played at Colorado Prep first, and He started there. He played with the kid that's at Arkansas, Bayfall. Him and Bayfall played together. And so then he transferred, you know, he transferred to Putnam, and he didn't start. You know, obviously, maybe he probably would have started, but he went about mid-year, so he didn't start. But he didn't start, so he just, you know, he has a God-given talent, but, man, you know, this, you know, when you're making jumps, then, you know, he was injured. He still missed camp, you know, so he didn't get, you know, he kind of learning on the run. And if you remember, you know, it was just like I threw him into the game in Cincinnati. I didn't even wait. I just, okay, go ahead. You know, yep. we're going to put you in and you're going to start. But it pays dividends for us. And I tell you, you know, I'm looking forward to him these next 13 games. You know what I mean? Listen, you know, it's a lot of season to go. And, you know, we're going to need Bye to correct the turnover issue, but if he just stays patient, I think that's the biggest thing.
We're 7 games into ACC play and in conference games only. Your three-point rate as a team is 46%. So that means 46% of your shot attempts from the field are three-pointers. That leads the ACC. And I know you talk about threes beat you, twos don't. And, you know, the NBA now is a three-pointer and layup game. 46% three-point rate, when I say that out loud, is that sort of sitting right with you? Is that about the ratio you're looking for?
I never really put a number on it, and I didn't know that. I know that our 42% ball screen percentage leads the conference as well. I know,
what do you mean by that?
We run the most ball screens as well, you know, and the reason I know that, because I had some recruits hit me on that, so that, you know, that the recruits like that. But you know, the 46, but I don't mind it. I don't mind shooting the three. Like, I'm an honest guy. I didn't in this first year, and I didn't inherit, you know, and nor did I, other than buy guys that are, you know, guys that you would throw the ball to on the post. So I knew that we were going to have to create a lot of advantages and things of that nature. And I think we do a good job of it, you know. And as I move forward in the pro, there'll definitely be balance. But you know, right now, man, the number, I would say it doesn't surprise me. I'm not neither for it or against it, you know. But I do understand realities of our team as well. You know, we have to be really good at creating advantages, and a lot of those advantages at times is going to be the jump shot, the wide open three. And then whether we make the shot or we attack and pour closeouts, that's on us as a team to make the next play.
Yeah, and I bring that up because I know Tech fans are still acclimating themselves to your style of offense, and you know, whether they view it as taboo or not, when they see a high volume of three-pointers being launched, you know, some people sort of interpret that a different way. In ACC play only, Tech is second in the league in effective field goal percentage, second in the league in two-point field goal percentage, second in the league in field goal percentage overall. And so Tech is shooting it at a pretty good clip here in conference play. How do you balance, though, guys being aggressive and getting rim pressure versus sort of finding their shot from outside, wanting them to take it confidently, but also not wanting them to settle for threes either? How do you kind of work that balancing act with your guys?
It's a catch-22. You know, again, I talk to my team a lot. And I think there's a lot of times we gotta know the difference between, you know, in our attacks, you know, because, you know, I only feel like we got about three to four guys maybe that are natural just making plays and being able to make a play and attack the rim. And then the rest of the guys that we have, you know, it's more so, are you attacking a poor closeout? Because it's a difference between attacking a poor closeout and then trying to make a play, just trying to beat somebody off the dribble. And so in identifying those things, I think that's where I try to, you know, there's a fine line, but I try to talk to each guy to let them know, like, what's for you and what's probably not. And then you got to be honest with yourself as a player as well. And, you know, I do think that, you know, you look at, you know, Debo Coleman, I think that, you know, I don't know if Debo is great beating people off the dribble, but this is what Debo's gotten really good at. he can shoot the ball. So when they close out on him, he knows how to attack a poor closeout, and he usually gets fouled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he does.
So that right there is what I'm talking about. So that's being able to identify, you know, exactly how to get things done. So, you know, that's the thing. Again, you always have a catch-22. There's a catch-22 with everything, and I tell people this. You know, I'm with the guys every day, and, you know kind of the strengths and weaknesses. I guess my job is in certain instances not to put guys in those positions, and then hopefully they don't put their own selves in that position. And so, you know, that's always the fight that you have in trying to, you know, not have a guy be gun shy, but then understand that, hey man, right there we don't need that shot. You know, that's total difference. You know, there's one in the second half. Wacy took one, and you know he's made the shot before. And so, you know, it's like, what do you do? But I did. I told him at the time, you know, that was, you know, a little quick. You know, score beginning of the second half, they jumping us, you know, we're trying to figure some things out, you know, they just kept the momentum going as we came back out for the second half. You know, maybe that shot isn't there right now, but see, guys gotta know that getting the ball to the second side against a team like Virginia gonna be more important than taking that first side long jump shot after they just had us run for 25-26 seconds on the shot clock.
It's about gaining that intuition within an offensive system. Very interesting stuff. We'll continue the conversation with Damon Stoudemire in just a moment as we get you set for tip-off between Tech and Pittsburgh tomorrow night. It is the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
This is our home, and at Georgia Power, we believe every Georgian deserves a clean energy future. A future that includes around-the-clock nuclear energy, producing zero emissions. And thanks to the dedication of thousands of team members, we've recently completed the newest nuclear unit at Plant Vogtle. A unit that will serve our customers with reliable energy for generations to come. Learn more at georgiapower.com/Vogtle. That's georgiapower.com/VOGTLE.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce with no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Finn here for my friends at Ace Hardware. It's cold outside. Be the MVP at your house by being prepared for the next volatile weather event by stocking up on just-in-case supplies, like outdoor faucet covers, ice melt for your walkway and driveway, LED flashlights, and extra batteries. Got Ego power equipment? Grab the Ego small power inverter so you can keep your cell phones charged during a power outage. Find your neighborhood Ace at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Made to Shine. Love stories from Shane Company customers.
My girlfriend and I survived a long-distance relationship, and now she's back. So this Valentine's Day, I'm gonna propose. I was overwhelmed when it came to the ring, but when I walked into Shane Company, they took the time to show me tons of different rings. They helped me create a one-of-a-kind engagement ring that's so her.
Our jewelry consultants don't work on commission, so you'll never feel pressured. They'll educate you about the four C's and help you bring your vision to life. Shane Company, fine jewelry since 1929.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
21st all-time meeting between your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the Pitt Panthers. Tech leads the all-time series 12-8, looking to snap a three-game skid to the Panthers in the series. We'll tip off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here at McCamish Pavilion. Yeah, I'm curious now, since we talked about your time in Toronto, and we've talked about Nathan George and Bai Dongo and the jobs they've done in their quote-unquote rookie years here at Tech. What are your recollections of your rookie season in Toronto and any kind of welcome to the NBA moment that stands out from Damon Stoudemire from that first year in Toronto?
I just thought it was really hard. You know, I played for the late great, you know, Brendan Malone, for those who don't know, that's Michael Malone's father with the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, Brendan was from the old school. He came up under Chuck Daly. And, man, we used to practice for 2.5 hours. And, you know, back then you practiced every day and you played. I played 40 minutes. And I tell you, the only thing I remember was for that first month, boy, I was exhausted. You know, training camp was 2 weeks. You practice twice a day. You practice from 9 to 12. Then you came back 5 to 8 every day. And again, I didn't sit out any practice. I don't think I sat out any practices until they shut me down at the end of the year. So I think I only ended up playing 69, 70 games that season. But, you know, just the fatigue and trying to figure out the league, you know, it's reminiscent of being in the ACC. You know, and I say that in all due respect to all the coaches, but as I see it, players change, but coaches don't. And what you try to do is you try to get a feel for how each coach coaches, you know, in their eyes, what do they see as their strength? What do they see as their weakness? Because they know their teams. You can tell, like, when you're playing against someone, whatever the counter is, whatever strategically you're doing to try to beat them, you can tell how they counter that. And it's interesting, as you know, I've been through, you know, the first, you know, 5 to 6 or 7 games now, you know, as I see the league, and it'll be interesting as I get a chance to see the rest of the league. But it's kind of, you know, for me, that's how I'm scouting, you know, and with that said, that goes a lot into recruiting and how you recruit and different things like that. You know, I don't think people understand that part of it neither. You know, you just can't recruit a player. You got to recruit a player that's going to be effective in this conference. And so moving forward, this is like the first time. You know, for me, this is the first time being able to, you know, see, this, I don't know if he fit. Like, I'm recruiting this guy, but I don't actually know if he fit. I don't know where he can play at if we in a game, like, you know, Saturday. You know, could he be in this game? Could he help us in this game? So this has been really, you know, it's been really good. It's been really good for me, as I move forward. The biggest thing that, you know, I would say is the NBA being a rookie and then coming here and just doing the things that, you know, we've done so far. I like to always put together is the toughness standpoint. Toughness stands out. I don't think that changes. You know, the one thing we got to do is I think we got to be a little tougher. You know, I do. I think we got to be a little tougher.
Do you think that plays into some of the runs you've been on the receiving end?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's crazy because sometimes I got to catch myself because, you know, some people, kids especially, you know, they could take things the wrong way. And I'm like, man, understand what I'm saying. When I say we need to be tougher or, you know, you're playing a little bit soft at the moment, there's no indictment on who you are as a kid. I didn't say you was a bad kid. I didn't say you're not somebody that I like to have as my son, as my blood son. But the thing about it is you still got to play a little tougher, you know, because there's certain things that, man, I can't help you with from the sidelines. And so at some point, you know, you just got to take a stand, you know, that I'm just not going to let him do this to me no more. You know, and I think that for me, that's where I've seen a little bit of the difference as the games, you know, as I like to say, when the games get on, you know what I mean? Where, you know, there is 1-2 possession game, you need to stop, you know. Sometimes we've gotten them, sometimes we haven't. You know, when we need to make a shot, it's the same thing. You can be on offense, it's the same thing. You got to be mentally tough to go up there and knock down free throws, mentally tough to knock down a wide-open shot. You know, sometimes we've done it, sometimes we haven't. That's the inconsistencies of us right now. But again, Andy, I say this, I feel like we're right there. I still believe, and I love the trajectory of where the program is going.
I mean, last three home games, you've had leads of 7-plus points, so it's not like you're spotting teams' leads and you're trying to claw and fight uphill for all 40 minutes. You're doing right things to get out to the lead and sort of have that game bent towards your will, but it's just about weathering those runs and maintaining that toughness and, you know, being able to counterpunch when you know that's going to get thrown by the opponent.
Yes, 100%. And, you know, we put ourselves in position to pretty much, I would say, six out of the seven games, conference games we've been in. With the one Florida State, I never felt good about it. You know, we just never could put pressure on them to where I felt like, this possession a little tough for them, you know. But everybody else, it's come down to pretty much the wire.
Yeah.
You know?
No question about that, and we'll see what the 40 minutes tomorrow night hold at McCamus Pavilion. Georgia Tech versus the Pitt Panthers. Pitt at a record of 11-7. They're 2-5 in the ACC. Now, they had staggered out to a 1-5 starting conference, but then they go to Durham on Saturday. They're playing a Duke team that was out two of its starters in Mark Mitchell and Jeremy Roach, but they go in and upset the Blue Devils 80-76. It was their first win on the road versus an AP-ranked opponent since 2013, so Jeff Capel and his crew coming to McCamish with some confidence. And we will break down more of what to expect from the Panthers tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as we wind down another edition of the Damon Sotomayor Coaches Show. It follows this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
This is our home, and at Georgia Power, we believe every Georgian deserves a clean energy future. A future that includes around-the-clock nuclear energy, producing zero emissions. And thanks to the dedication of thousands of team members, we've recently completed the newest nuclear unit at Plant Vogtle, a unit that will serve our customers with reliable energy for generations to come. Learn more at georgiapower.com/Vogtle. That's georgiapower.com/VOGTLE.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Looking for the perfect game day or really any day food? Honcho Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Honcho's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Honcho's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Honcho also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at honchochicken.com.
SCANA Energy knows every home is different. That's why they have options to fit your family's needs. Kind of like my family's popcorn preferences. Mama Bear likes extra butter, the Cubs put candy in theirs, and I like it all as long as there's lots of it. Whoa! Cleanup never tasted so good.
Sign up with SCANA today and save up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/warm for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Harper, teammate at Truist.
Hello.
She was born to care and always had your back. Like the time her friend's bumper car took a gnarly hit.
Oh, no.
His retainer went flying, but Harper caught it before it got crushed. Today, Harper's a teammate at Truist, the bank with Truist One checking.
With no overdraft fees, $100 negative balance buffer, and automatic upgrades, Truist One Checking has your back too. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. $100 negative balance buffer. Eligibility requirements apply. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. This is the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. Great to have you with us for another Monday night of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. We do this every Monday night at 7 o'clock. Night before game night this week as Georgia Tech returns to action tomorrow, 7 p.m. the tip time, 6:30 our network airtime as Georgia Tech takes on the Pitt Panthers. Just one last follow-up question, Damon, I had for you about your rookie year in Toronto. What were your rookie responsibilities? Did you have to carry bags? Did you have to get the Tim Hortons before practice in the morning? Or was that all kind of not a consideration with the Raptors that year?
Nope. I carried bags. Okay. You know, back then, you know, most people would laugh about this because it's so in Canada at that time, they didn't have USA Today. It came like 2 days later. So I had to order up subscription of USA Today, you know, because Alvin Robinson and John Sally wanted the paper on time. So I had to order. So I had to order up subscription and subscribe to it so I can get the USA Today.
Was that the first thing you thought of when you saw John Sally's number in the rafters at McCamish? Man, I still remember getting you that USA, paying money out of my own pocket to get the USA Today subscription for you.
Man, the first thing, I text John when I got the job, and it was funny because he literally taught me everything. You know, He taught me how to take care of my body. He's the first guy that actually, you know, took me to get a massage. He was doing all that yoga stuff before you even knew what it was. He was like, you got to stretch, you know, go in the sauna, you know, getting steam, you know, just kind of like take care of your body, man. He was really big on that. And, you know, at that time, again, it wasn't, other than my cousin, you know, they were like the cleanest eaters that I ever knew. And like he just, you know, he tried to take the fast food from me. And I didn't listen all the time on the fast food, but you know, he was really good to me in terms of, you know, what he did, in terms of helping me grow off the floor and taking care of my body, being able to play the and had a longevity that I did.
So when you got the job, you texted John?
Yeah, I texted him. And then, you know, although, and I, you know, it wasn't 2022, so I don't actually know why I held up 22, but I held up the jersey. And I'm like, man, they got me holding up your damn jersey.
What a coincidence. Can he at least pay you back for the USA Today?
Man, you know, man. That was, you know.
Well, the Toronto Star wasn't good enough for him. He had to go to the USA Today. He needed that crossword puzzle.
You know, it's crazy, right? You know, the thing about it was I don't think any of us really looked at it this way and didn't realize it. You know, they didn't talk about anything that went on in the States. You know, it was their national newspaper. So you started to realize after a while that you're in another country, even though Canada does not seem like another country. It is another country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Globe and Mail can only get you so far. All right, let's talk about the Pitt Panthers. Like we said, they're 11-7, but coming off that win on the road versus Duke. Blake Hinson tied an ACC record. He made all seven of his three-point attempts against the Blue Devils. He's top five in the nation in made threes. Let's start with him. He's an 18-point-a-game score, 6'8", 230. He does not fit the physical profile of somebody who's got a hair trigger release from three, but what does he do well? How did they like to set him up?
Man, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's the ultimate, you know, rifleman, you know, so to speak. You know, he reminds me, you know, of a lot of the snipers that I played with in the NBA. I play with some really good shooters, and you know, he's right there with them. 7-7 on Saturday, you know, went in there and, you know, went into Duke, shot the ball well, made some tough ones. You know, they won the game. You let them know about it, so he doesn't lack confidence. I tell you that much. So, you know, we got to do a really good job. You know, on him, we got to take away. We got to take away the three. You know, we can't.
It's not just Henson. They lead the ACC in all games. I know we said earlier you guys lead the ACC in 3-point rating, conference play, all games. Pitt leads the league in 3-point rate. So it's not just Henson who's seeking a shot from outside.
Yeah, no. So, you know, it starts with Henson, and then, you know, they had the freshman, Carrington. Carrington, you know, he started out like gangbuster. But his scoring averages went down some. But that still doesn't take away the effectiveness as a player. And, you know, they rely on him every bit as, you know, we rely on our freshmen as well. So we got to account for him. And then, you know, Jalen Lowe, you know, They've started him as of late. You know, he's a freshman, a lefty, and he really played well the other night in Cameron. And, you know, we got to account for their perimeters. And that poses a challenge for us because collectively we haven't done a good job of playing against really good perimeter players this year defensively.
They're guys who can get into their shot. They don't necessarily need to score off the catch. When you look at Carrington, you know, he's 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4.5 assists per game. He's the second leading freshman rebounder in the ACC behind Bai, and he's the second leading assist man among freshmen in the ACC behind Nate. So what stands out about him and how he, you know, makes things go for this Pitt offense?
What stands out about those? That's he's second to our guys.
How about that?
Carrington is he was a late get for Coach Capel. You know, just like getting, you know, buying Nate late. You know, he's really, you know, he's done a good job. You know, he's a jack of all trades. You know, he does a really good job. And I think the one thing that he doesn't get, you know, that maybe he's not talked about as a freshman, he has a lot of ball handling responsibilities, and he doesn't turn the ball over a lot, you know, and that's a, you know, that for a freshman, that's big. So, you know, we gotta be prepared. You know, they play off the bounce a lot, and they'll come in here with a lot of confidence and want to build on what they did this weekend against Duke. And, you know, we want to definitely get off the snide ourselves. So I'm looking forward to the game. You know, they're like us. They have a mixture of young and older, you know. So, you know, I'm excited about, you know, getting a chance to compete against them tomorrow.
They've got some long-armed guys in the perimeter. They've got some really long-armed guys like Federico and Diaz Graham down low. They're sixth in the nation in average height. Florida State, for comparison, number one. So how can you handle that length, chop down some of that Pittsburgh size and offense on Tuesday?
Well, you know, they have a lot of length, but they play small. Luckily for us, they don't play as, you know, they don't play as big. So they tend to play more four out themselves. So that'll help us out a little bit. But we still got to hit the glass. We got to do a good job with Federico, keeping him off the glass. He just made his first start, and, you know, obviously that changed and gave him an inside presence. But looking forward to this to tomorrow's game.
Yeah, it should be a competitive one in McCamus, and we can't wait to see you out there. Georgia Tech and Pitt at 7 o'clock. And on that, we wrap up this week's edition of the Damon Sotomayor Coaches Show. Damon, appreciate the conversation. Thanks.
Thank you, Andy.
He's Damon Sotomayor. I'm Andy Demetra. We'll talk to you next time, everyone.
Zone New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, SCANA Energy's part of the action as a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join SCANA and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with SCANA today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch. But here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Listen up, Yellow Jackets. Westmar is now leasing for fall 2024. We are excited to announce our partnership with Westmar Lofts. All-inclusive rates and fully furnished apartments located right in the heart of West Midtown. They offer Georgia Tech students a private shuttle service that takes you to campus every day and recently renovated floor plans and amenities. Westmar Lofts offers the lowest rates in the city. Stop by and tour today. Call 404-897-1003 for more information on their current specials for fall 2024.
You've been listening to Georgia Tech Basketball on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Legend Sports and Dickey Broadcasting Company under the broadcasting rights granted by the Georgia Institute of Technology. Reuse of this broadcast without the express written consent of the Georgia Institute of Technology and Legend Sports is strictly prohibited. Join us again soon for another presentation of Georgia Tech Basketball right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.